Solar-powered since 2015. Learn more at wonderstatecoffee.com.
Support for WDRT comes from Driftless Curiosity, announcing their land-based wellness retreat, July 22nd through 24th, with offerings on physical, mental, spiritual, and dietary wellness topics. Information and registration at driftlesscuriosity.org.
Programming support for WDRT comes from Organic Valley, offering grass milk products from 100% grass-fed cows. Organic Valley, nurturing local and organic in the Driftless since 1988. OrganicValley.com for more information.
WDRT.
Good morning. Welcome to Second Cup of Coffee. Now that you have everyone out of the house for the day, ease back and enjoy music, stories, and features from the Driftless. Take this opportunity to spend some quality time with community radio.
Welcome to Stump Ridge. Stump Ridge, July 5th, 1979. We lost another good old friend from our ridge farming years, a Norwegian immigrant who came to this country as a young man. He was truly remarkable and a joy to know. On summer evenings, sitting on the lawn and winter nights playing cards around the kitchen table, I learned about his life in bits and pieces. A taciturn man, Odin never volunteered. I dug his story out, one question, one answer at a time, over the years. He arrived on this continent first in Alaska, where he worked as a commercial fisherman. Able to speak only Norwegian, he picked up the English language readily, but all his life spoke it with a mixture or an accent of Norwegian, so that I often didn't understand what he said. I was never sure how many years he had spent in each place, for he didn't stay in Alaska very long. He and two friends came down to Seattle by boat, bought a Model T there, and the years when highways were still only country roads, they drove across country to Florida. Before he came to Wisconsin, he was a laborer for a number of years, first in Florida, then Chicago, and for the longest time in Duluth, Minnesota. During that time, he was teaching himself to read English, and he was a good student. In his later years, he averaged a book a day. Somebody told him that here in Crawford and Vernon counties, tobacco was a good cash crop, so he came, and probably for the last half of his working life, he raised tobacco, never owning any land, always renting, and usually on a farm where he and another renter could share a house. When we knew him as a neighbor, he had retired, if one could call it that. He shared a house with another bachelor farmer and helped him with every part of his small operation. I sat on the tobacco planter and he put in the ones I missed. I started spearing tobacco beside him and soon left me way behind. What was so remarkable was that he worked fast and furiously in spite of a severe handicap. Early in his tobacco years, he had fallen from a shed and was left with a permanently deformed hip and one leg much shorter than the other. Ordinary mortals would complain, voicing their misery, and he must have been miserable much of the time, but he was a man who never said ouch, at least not where anyone might hear. Sometimes I speculated about what he might have said when he fell. It could only have been a couple of strong Norwegian oaths, and those very quietly. Thinking to please him once, we took him and Pete to see a slide presentation of an area's couple's visit to Norway. Their pictures were so beautiful, a travel bureau might have prepared them. On the way home, I asked how he liked it. "Yeah, it was all right, but it's not Norway." To know what he meant, I had to probe. He was born in the very northernmost part, within the Arctic Circle. That is Norway. Once, he said, Laplanders drove their reindeer herd numbering 10,000, he guessed, past his home. Life must have been hard. His birthday was March 1st. Once, I made a tiered layer cake, and since the road was drifted shut, we walked over, carrying the cake, to play cards with them. We stopped in his entryway and lit one candle, then carried it in, singing Happy Birthday. "Yah," he said, with the upward inflection he always gave the word. "That's the first one I ever had." Life got easier after he put himself into the Soldiers Grove nursing home. He had never lived where there was central heating, nor plumbing, nor electric lights. Pete, the bachelor whose home he shared, could have the latter because his closest relatives offered often to bring electricity into his farm without cost to him. But Pete always said no. It would lead to too many other things he could go without. In the nursing home, Odin also found concern and tender care. Those I think he appreciated most. After a trip to the hospital, he told me with a rare smile, "Yeah, I'm so glad to be back." And while in the hospital, knowing his illness was final, he chuckled, "Yeah, I made it almost to 90. One in a million. And if he could respond, he'd say, "Yeah, such foolishness." You've been listening to Pearl Swigum's Stump Ridge Column on WDRT. I'm your host, Margot Hipwell. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to WDRT Viroqua, Driftless Community Radio.
Stardate July 11th. Summer is the season of the scorpion. The constellation claws low across the south on summer nights, and it's pretty easy to pick out. Its stars really do outline what looks like a scorpion, a wide, flat head, a long body curving to the lower left, and a sharp stinger at the end. And that outline is visible even from fairly light-polluted suburbs.